This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Tuesday, the 6th of June. Greedy properties brokers are profiteering from major flaws in a taxpayer-funded plan meant to rapidly increase the amount of NDIS specialist disability accommodation. An investigation by the Daily Telegraph reveals brokers are making false claims to entice self-funded retirees and SMSF owners into dodgy contracts for building and long-term management. For the first time, Dudded buyers are today speaking out, joining experts to demand property oversight of the National Disability Insurance Scheme Specialist Disability Accommodation sector to avert a crisis of confidence that could limit the living options for the extremely impaired. Just as Matt Shivrington represented Australia at the Olympics, the former athlete says he will bring the same commitment as the new host on Top Breakfast Show Sunrise. The 44-year-old will from Monday replace outgoing co-host David Koch, who last week announced he was stepping down from the role after 21 years. Shivrington acknowledged it was the worst kept secret in TV when he was announced as new Sunrise host on the show on Monday. A $100 per child fee discount for the parents of children in the public school system will be extended in next week's state budget, and a program that provides free school breakfasts will be expanded to provide 1.4 million meals to children over the next 4 years. Premier Peter Malinauskas announced the cost of living relief measures at Cloverley Park Primary School on Monday. He said families in 2024 would continue to benefit from the discount to their school's materials and service charge. We back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Adam Reynolds wants to wipe out the emotional scars of losing his only State of Origin series 7 years ago by leading New South Wales in a sudden death match in Brisbane. And the Broncos star outlined a compelling case for selection in Origin 2 after incumbent Blues halfback Nathan Cleary was ruled out of the remaining two matches with a hamstring injury. And Kathleen Folbig jumped out of a prison van and straight into the arms of her close friend and greatest ally, Tracy Chapman, 20 years, 2 weeks and 1 day after being wrongfully imprisoned over the deaths of her 4 children. She exclaimed, "Oh my God," as she embraced Ms. Chapman at the gates of her friend's northern New South Wales farm yesterday morning, hours after New South Wales Attorney General Michael Daly unconditionally pardoned Ms. Folbig, who in 2003 was jailed for 25 years for the murder of 3 of her children, Patrick, Sarah and Laura, and the manslaughter of a 4th, Caleb. We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.